Infected mosquitoes spread the virus, which in the U.S. sends some 1,000 people to the hospital each year. Most cases are mild, but about 100 people die in the U.S. from the infection every year. As for Fauci, doctors say they expect a full recovery. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Negotiations continue this weekend between Canada's largest railway companies and the union railway workers after the union gave notice to strike on Monday when Canada's government forced both sides into arbitration following a brief lockout. The potential strike could impact the U.S. too and cost an estimated $70 million a day in lost commerce. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Climate change linked to fossil fuel sources. Researchers say globally, buildings account for 40% of greenhouse gas emissions, by far the largest share of any economic sector. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny and low to mid 80s again for Sunday. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on your Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny and 88.
Right now, it's 80.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention, as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere show. This is WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. civic media, statewide folks. We're always trying to keep this state moving forward and trying to not get like lost in the history. But tonight I'm honored to have back the Reverend Greg Lewis, the Executive Director of Souls to the Polls. Hello, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. So just jump in here. Remind folks, what is Souls to the Polls?
You know, we're a community-based organization that is certainly focused on helping people understand power and the position and responsibilities that community is really in right now, having the power to make decisions for themselves. And we do everything: voting, education, we do information, we help folks understand dates, times, places, when, where, what, all those things we do. And if you go to our website, Souls to the Polls, WI, Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin, Souls to the Polls, WI.org, you will certainly get all the information you need to help you get your vote in a timely manner, early, or even by absentee ballot.
Yeah, we'll get into more of that. The I know you're out of Milwaukee, but Souls to the Polls is more than just Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin now, and so we like to travel all over the state, you know, helping folks organize to make sure that they have as much as they need to get people to come out and express themselves with their ability to make decisions through their votes.
So the we recently had new maps for the state elections coming up in November. And I know that you and Souls to the Polls have been active in getting those new maps. How do you see, with the new maps in place, what's sort of the goal of Souls to the Polls in November?
Well, actually, you know, the maps, everybody didn't get exactly what they wanted, but it was a step in the right direction. I mean, you know, this is always going to be a fight trying to make politics fair with Republicans and Democrats really fighting tooth and nail for power. And what can't be missed is the responsibility for them to look after those of us who put them in office. And a lot of times we just have to deal with the scorched earth politics where they'll burn up anything, they'll destroy anything just to stay in power. And right now the power just happens to be in one hand. And those maps were put in place to alleviate some of the one-sidedness that was going on in our state legislature right now.
Yeah, they were pretty gerrymandered. They were pretty, I'd say they were pretty rigged, straight up hard right Republicans. So there was really not much democracy or not much chance for regular folks to get anything passed.
Madison. I didn't know I could talk like that on this show, man.
We're talking facts, and we're here to, you know, look at my father was a preacher. You're a pastor, so this is time for the truth, not fake news, right?
No, not at all.
Right. So the
we just have to be a little careful with that 501c3 designation, you know. Like, hey, man.
No,
I mean we can always talk about issues, but you know.
No, and I can, you know, I sit on the Wisconsin Election Commission and. But I'm in a partisan appointee, so this is my opinion, and I understand it's
yes, sir.
This is not the official position of Souls to the Polls, but as a community organization that is concerned with democracy, do you see a sense that with these new maps and activity on the ground, do you see that there's hope for change in November?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mark, there was some paths to change even without these new maps. So I know there's going to be paths for change with these new maps, with the maps that were put in place right now. But people have to understand and get out and vote. You have to really, you know, put your ear to the ground and try to understand what's going on here. When you have folks who are really not really paying attention, they just go along just to get along, you know, that creates what we have right now, where those maps were even put in place. Look, we've had, you know, even way back Act 10, where, you know, they took all these rights from the unions to really, you know, raise money and organize themselves for good paying jobs. You know, since then, with this photo ID situation and all that, things have really changed when it comes to voting in Wisconsin. I remember when you had to go to class for about 3 or 4 days and become a registrar. And now they ask everybody to do that on their own. It's getting a lot more frustrating and difficult just to vote. I always say, look, man, it ought to be easy to vote. I mean, it ought to be so simple to vote that I ought to be able to go to McDonald's, get a Big Mac. Hey, man, give me one of those ballots over there. Go eat with my family, fill out my ballot, drop it in the drop box. Somebody come back later, pick this ballot up. And now I've comfortably voted. I'm sitting back and, you know, things are, you know, very, very family-like and cordial, and I'm not upset. I just want to cast a ballot. That's how easy it should be, but it's not. So, you know, we have to fight so that we don't have all this difficulty and just getting out a simple vote, man. I mean, that's our right. In the Netherlands, when you're born, you're registered to vote. And if you don't vote by the time when you're 18, if you don't vote, you get a ticket. I mean, we're just the opposite. You know, man, if you vote, you might get a ticket. I mean, but see, and here's the other thing too, Mark, and I just want to put this out there. Wisconsin is very, very convenient for folks to register on the day of the election, because it's a lot easier to go in there, have your photo ID and proof of residency, and then they take care of all the business by registering you to vote. And you can do that early, and that is such a great relief. You know, I go in there, I'm not pressured to get this done right now, and the polls don't close at 8. They don't close till next week. If I have to go back home, I can make sure that I get everything I need to do that. So early voting is crucial, especially in communities of color. And, you know, that absentee ballot is crucial. And you got to make sure when you fill those ballots out that you're very careful, because now they don't like people to help you at all when people are having difficulties with those absentee ballots. So, you know, we make it harder for folks to vote. And why is that, Mark? Can you tell me why is it that we make it harder for folks to vote? But let me give you an idea what I think. I just think that people in power don't want us normal, everyday people to have any power, because they want to make a decision about our lives, and they don't want us to have any input at all, because they tend to believe that they know what's best for all of us and not for all of us to have people in place who do what is best for the majority, for the most, for us who, you know, put them in position. So, but yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the dates for votes. You said that's really important, right? We have August 13th is coming up, the primary statewide, right?
Yes.
And then we have the big election November 5th for all the assembly and half the Senate, the state. And, you know, the president, the vice president of the United States, and our senators and congressmen. When you're around the state, whether it's in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, wherever, what is working to get people out to register and vote? What do you find that's really working?
You know, that's a difficult question, Mark, because it's always been kind of difficult to get, you know, Black and brown communities out to vote. And somehow you have to find out what issues really matter to them. And we know that a couple of issues that really matter, one is housing. So we do that year round, Mark. We talk about housing, we talk about home ownership and those kind of things, because we want to build a block of people who are working together. So that's one thing we try to do. We talk about housing. And then we try to talk about other issues like, you know, the crime and incarceration rates in our communities, and certainly education, which is huge now, especially in Milwaukee. We really have a obligation to really work on this situation with education, because, you know, Milwaukee public schools are predominantly people of color, and the work that's being done to educate our young people has not shown a great deal of progress or success in these later years. And I don't know what the situation ought to be, but I know what it is when you have folks running for office and they come to see you and they tell you that only 20% of 12th grade students are reading on grade level. That's a disaster.
Pastor Lewis?
Yes.
This is the Reverend Greg Lewis. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is Attorney Mark Thompson at your favorite WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. This is WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, Civic Media Radio statewide. I'm honored and privileged to have with us the Reverend Greg Lewis, Executive Director of Souls of the Polls. And we're wrestling with the very, very sticky issue of how do you go out and get people to vote when historically politicians haven't been responsive to the needs of the people, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? So when moneyed interests get attention, but folks don't, and you know, we were talking about MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools. I live in the city. My kids went to MPS. You know, my wife was a teacher and a principal, and she was the principal at the Milwaukee School of Languages, a very, very diverse place where, you know, kids of all colors got educated well together. And she's been out of the system for a while, but it's she left right after Act 10. And that was when the state government really started shutting down and providing money to public education and public schools. And so Milwaukee took a major, major hit. Another thing that happened was the legislature passed, they changed the law, and so that the Milwaukee Public School Board no longer controlled the money, and that went to the superintendent, and the part-time school board folks didn't have direct access to the money. So we end up with this problem now where we have irresponsible conduct, bad funding, and we have kids at risk all at the same time while the public schools are getting, you know, destroyed. So how does this impact your efforts to get people to excited about registering to vote and voting?
Well, you, Mark, you know, that's just another symptom of people not seeing our leaders working for their self-interest. I mean, you know, it's right now we have to be really careful and patient, sophisticated, and in a lot of ways, looking forward instead of looking back, because things have not been good lately, you know, with the reversal of a lot of rights and laws, you know, especially with women. I mean, you know, it's, you know, once it starts raining, it starts pouring. And you got to really be careful not to let that continue. And the way you stop it is you put people in place who are going to look out for your interests. That just reminding folks of what's going on right now should certainly put them in the mindset to stop it. But I don't know what happened to our country. We just don't think the same anymore. We just let all kind of stuff happen to us, and we just let it happen. And we think that, well, if it hurts the next guy more than it hurts me, I can live with it. Huh? Why should it hurt any of us? We should be working together to make sure that we all advance the same direction. I mean, we're only as strong as our weakest link. People forget that. You know, if you have communities that are failing, what makes you think that that doesn't have some connotation on the rest of the communities, even in our state? I mean, if you have a Milwaukee that's flagellating, what makes you think that the state is not going to have some trouble with a city the size of Milwaukee having economic issues? That just doesn't make sense for you to even not consider that. So, you know, I just think that if we don't start to realize that we are our brother's keeper, you know, we have to look out for another. We have to stand together. And that's why we really wanted to go statewide, because, man, everybody in the state needs some kind of message that would help bring us together and help people see that we got the same issues, we got the same problems, and we need to be working together to resolve them. You know, we think that there's so much big difference in, you know, rural and urban America, but I tend to disagree. You know, we all need a voice. We all need somebody to help us to fend off these bullies who just come into our situations, run them the way they want to, instead of the way they need to for their own self-interest. That needs to stop, but we have to stop that together. And we've been confused with the rhetoric that we hear from you know, leadership, you know, trying to justify some of the awful things that are being attempted by our state legislation. I mean, just, you know, having the nerve to actually talk about not helping certain minorities, or, you know, not even having a empathy for other minorities. That just doesn't seem like Wisconsin to me, and things have changed, and Wisconsinites need to stand up and stick together and make sure that we correct all these issues that are really unjustified when it comes to the way our state is run.
I know one thing that the Souls of the Polls have always been concerned about is voter suppression.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you see that playing out between now and August 13th, the primary? You know, we got a couple minutes here. What steps are you taking, right?
It's huge, Mark, and that's why we always have to make people aware of what voter suppression is, and we have to make them understand that it's not just one thing, Mark. It's a conglomerate of issues, man. Last year, you know, I was on the internet all the time. I found 62 obstacles, 62 voter suppression difficulties. And now this year is 72. So it's not stopping, it's getting worse. And, you know, it just unnerves the population of people that already had a question mark when it came to our United States of America, our democracy. Didn't trust it in the first place. And now when people add on to it with all these suppression bills and ideas, you know, it really frustrates the people. And it's not just Black folks either, Mark. It's our white brothers and sisters also. And that's what people miss. You know, it's all of us who are, you know, sick of it. We got voter fatigue because we just don't believe anybody's going to do anything worthwhile for us.
Folks, this is your Paul Revere Show. You've been listening to the Reverend Greg Lewis, a pastor dedicated to justice, truth, and as you said, keeping us moving forward. Thank you so much, Pastor. This is WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. Thank you, Pastor.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The manhunt continuing in western Germany for a suspect who killed three people in a knife attack at a festival in the town of Solingen. Today, ISIS, in a statement through its news agency, says the group is taking responsibility for the attack, saying the man is a soldier of the Islamic State. ABC's James Longman has more on the attack.
This was a festival of diversity. 80,000 people were due to attend over 3 days. This was an attack that took place in the city center where music was being played, but all that has now been canceled. The police have put out an alert because the suspect is still on the run.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will spend two more seasons up at the International Space Station. NASA announcing today the two astronauts on board that troubled test flight of Boeing's Starliner in June will return in February on a SpaceX flight. Candidates are off the trail today. Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has added an event in Georgia. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers at the Oakland Coliseum last night against the A's. The A's the first to score. They were up 1-0. Top of the second, Rhys Hoskins with a 3-run home run, followed by Jory Ortiz with a solo shot. The Brewers on their way then to an 11-3 win. 11 runs off of 14 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win on that explosive offense.
We were ready to hit. Hoskins, everybody kind of piled on after that. It was great. Sanchez had a big game, and Adames might not have got a bunch of hits, but his walks, Churio, Ortiz with a big hit. Yeah, the whole lineup over time did a good job throughout the game, and we kind of stayed on it. Stripling came in, was really good against us, but we kind of stayed on it. Played a complete game.
Game two of the series is tonight. Colin Ray against the A's right-hander Joe Boyle. NFL, the Packers hosting the Ravens today in their final preseason game. A recap coming up tonight. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers' first game coming up next Friday night when they host Western Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny and low to mid 80s again for Sunday. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on your Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny and 88.
Currently, 78 degrees.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean,
at your
it's
house.
A whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere show. We are here every Saturday at 3 p.m. on your statewide Civic Media radio network. This is WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. We're right here in the middle of the purple state of Wisconsin, purple state of Waukesha. And I am delighted to have back Jody Habersinikin, candidate for Senate 8. Hello, Jody. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
So, we've had a chance to meet. We've had a chance to talk before. Who are you and why are you running for Senate District 8?
I have a longtime environmental attorney who's worked for years in the legislature working on statewide acts and legislation like the Great Lakes Compact, Wisconsin's puppy mill bill, groundwater legislation, and very much have been there at that time in Wisconsin when we didn't have that gerrymander. So legislators were working across the aisle and actually getting things done that moved Wisconsin forward. And Of course, as we all know, the gerrymander set in 2011, and we have not been in that position to allow Wisconsin to keep up with our neighboring states. And so, in fact, we have fallen behind. So I know that I have the skills and the experience, and most of all, the intention to put Wisconsin back on track and move us forward again.
So just generally, what's the geographic area of District 8?
Yeah, right now we have a very big and new opportunity under the maps. Before the new maps, we, Senate District 8, had a built-in, baked-in 12-point disadvantage to Republicans. Now, under these maps, we have about 50-50 fairer chance to be able to have representation for the first time in many years. The opponent that I am running against is Dewey Strobel, who, for example, has been operating as a legislator in a Republican district, which was former Senate District 20, that had a 70% Republican safe seat advantage. So he has never run against a Democrat. He has not had to work with Democrats. So this is one of the exciting opportunities of the maps, that we will have an opportunity for representation in the district. Under the maps, it's the southern border of the district is Whitefish Bay, and it follows north along the lakeside all the way up to Port Washington. And then it moves and includes the entirety of Cedarburg and Grafton, Mequon, Thiensville, to Menominee Falls and Germantown, and the Milwaukee County communities, again, of Whitefish Bay, Fox Point, Bayside, River Hills, and Brown Deer.
So how's the campaign going? What's it looking like?
It's going really well. There's a lot of enthusiasm. We've gotten to the point where we are having many times a week meet and greets and events, which has been outstanding. And we have been canvassing at the doors and talking to voters where they are. And there is a lot of enthusiasm and just a thirst for change from what has been seen, and rightly so, is very divisive politics in Wisconsin. And we have a chance now to bring things back to the middle, a more moderate centrist place for our purple state and this undeniably purple district.
So, you know, this is sort of, I mean, your experience at this campaigning, do you sense a difference canvassing from door to door? I mean, is there a new energy, you know, because of the new maps, because of the national slates? I mean, what are you sensing there?
Absolutely. There was so much built up anticipation concerning the maps. So right out of the gates, there has been so many people interested in volunteering and helping with events, and our fundraising events have been hugely successful. And we have launched now into these meet and greets, several a week, where it's just very organic, people coming together in various communities around the district, one after another. Yesterday we had one in Port Washington and went straight to Germantown, for example. And that pattern is continuing day after day. So I'm meeting groups of people, anywhere from 15 to 50, and getting the word out and asking for volunteer engagement, for canvassing, for postcards, for calls, for texts. It is very much a community effort, and it feels awesome. It goes without saying that with Harris's announcement, it was like a switch went on. People were still very engaged in this campaign because of how important it is for Wisconsin, which I assume we will get to. But now with Harris at the top of the ticket, we just feel that there's going to be so much energy and enthusiasm that it's going to help us from the top to the bottom of the ticket. And I agree with that.
So let us talk about Wisconsin, right? Because, I mean, you're running in a new seat, with new maps where you can really, really make a difference. And how is healthcare and women's reproductive rights, how is that playing out?
It is a big deal. I can't think of a door that it doesn't come up at. It is really front and center. Even in this universe, if they call it the persuadable votes, we're not yet in the get out the vote at the doors. We're in the persuadable universe where it's largely less consistent voters, moderate or swing folks, or there's many, many Republicans and Democrats that we're speaking to, if you can just get a gist for that. And without question, women's reproductive health care options and freedoms, it is the talking point. People very much get in their guts that the essence of freedom in America is that we each should be able to make the most important decisions in our lives for ourselves. And those are not decisions to be made by politicians, especially extremists like my opponent, Dewey Strobel, who is the epitome of a far right legislator. And I assume we can walk through his points in terms of not just abortion, but contraception, IVF, postpartum care. He is as far right on all of those matters, which really people, it really, really sets them back and makes them take notice when they understand how different he would be at the top if it were versus me. And it would just be a very big difference. So if we want our freedoms and importantly, access to health care, people have to vote for me and not Dewey Strobel.
You know, I think it's really, really, I mean, it's crucially important. You know, this notion that, I mean, women for the, you know, for 50 years made these decisions with Roe and didn't have to worry about the Deweys of the world, right? I mean, they didn't have to worry about right-wing conservatives in government coming into your doctor's room with your doctor, into your home, and telling you what to do. Do you see a real, real energy from the people you're talking to?
Absolutely. And actually, what I'm also hearing from is a lot of stories from women and from couples and families about how they needed to have emergency abortions to save their own lives, their ability to have children in the future. I'm hearing from young families who are needing the help of fertility doctors and IVF to start their own families. I am hearing from folks who are very concerned about how his policies will affect them and their ability to stay in Wisconsin and have the health care that they need to be healthy throughout every stage of their life. So this hyper focus on abortion really does ignore how interconnected healthcare is for all of us, and particularly for women as we move through these various chapters of our life. Bottom line, we need doctors to take care of us. And these type of abortion bans like we experienced in Wisconsin for 15 months really put us back and prevented doctors from being able to do their jobs for us.
This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. I'm honored and privileged to have with us today Jody Havish-Sinikin, running for the Senate 8th District in the new Fair Map era. She's facing a very, very right-wing Republican, a MAGA Republican. This is, you know, this is not a Tommy Thompson kind of Republican or George Bush or Ronald Reagan type of Republican. We've talked about the importance of women's reproductive rights, but you know, the IVF is, that's a real family issue, right? I mean, it's not just women, it's right. Couples want to have children and they do not want the right wing stopping them. There are other issues that are teed up there. Labor, union rights. Yeah. Is that an issue? Do you see that from door to door?
I'm hearing it at certain doors. People understand that Dewey Strobel was one of the lead architects repealing prevailing wage, which really has hurt many, many Wisconsin businesses and contractors, multi-generational ones who have lost their contracts for tax subsidized monies to out-of-state contractors who are paying folks far less and have less training and putting their workers in jeopardy and putting our state in a position that is far worse than it was before the repeal of the prevailing wage. So I am hearing that from folks. They understand that interconnection of being anti-union. Dewey Strobel, of course, was very much in favor of Act 10 and the attacks on public workers. In fact, he is still currently has been going after the retirement and pension savings of public workers like firemen, police, public schools, and other government workers, trying to raise the retirement age and make it more difficult for them after they have that retirement. So he has not stopped just with the unions themselves. He is continuing those attacks.
How do you see you being elected supporting working family and retirees? What are you going to do?
What I am going to do is going to allow us as Wisconsin to move forward and start making possible solutions, including tax cuts that would be able to favor retirees and working young families. We need to keep both in Wisconsin and attract them. We cannot afford to have our retirees leaving Wisconsin, not just with their financial resources, but with their sense of community, leaving their families behind. And they are very much the powerhouse of so much of our volunteer work in our organizations and communities. Same with young families. As business owners, I can tell you, we need workers. We need a vital workforce. And to do so, we need an economy and a tax structure that encourages young people to move here and want to stay here.
You mentioned young people. Are you seeing youth energized in your campaign?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm getting a lot of volunteers, more people at the meet and greets, younger and younger. They sure as heck look younger and younger. So, I feel very uplifted by that. They're volunteering, they're showing up, and rightly so. As you well know, as an environmentalist, there are so many who are concerned about their future and climate change and the like.
We'll be right back with all that. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. This is Civic Media Radio Network. Paul Revere Show is here every Saturday at 3, keeping the state moving forward. More with Jody in a minute.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. This is WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM Civic Media Radio Network. I'm honored and privileged to have with us Jody Havish-Sinikin. She is out there running to have democracy happen in the Senate District 8, a new district, a district where we're going to have fair elections. It's no longer super gerrymandered. And so we have a real, real fight going on. Jody has a history of being involved with the environment. How is that issue playing out in this race?
Interestingly, it's very much a local cause, particularly in the Ozaukee County communities of Mequon, Cedarburg, Grafton, and Port Washington, because Dewey Strobel is a vice chair on the Joint Finance Committee, and a 10-year effort to fund the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs, 10 years in the making, it received the key funding from the Natural Resources Board that was then blocked by an anonymous objection. And Dewey Strobel, whether or not he was the anonymous objector, we don't know. But as reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and other publications, his office had no response. And importantly, in his role on the Joint Finance Committee, never initiated what was required, which was to call a hearing to see what that anonymous objector had to say about that funding for this long-awaited, very popular project. And no hearing was ever called. The project was in jeopardy of not being able to proceed and going to McMansions and a private vineyard type scenario. Luckily, Governor Evers came in with the missing money and was able to save it. And it is a gorgeous, beloved piece of property just north of Lion's Den. If any of your listeners are aware of that, it's going to be connected with Lion's Den through the beach access. And it is big and beautiful, and people are really sore about it in those communities because they understood that Dewey Strobel was not transparent about his dealings with that project and certainly did nothing to advocate for the wishes of folks who, by the way, very much equally Republican and Democrats are involved in that long-awaited effort. It was led by the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, a nonpartisan group. So, boy, at the doors, I hear a lot about Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs, which is an issue there. Dewey Strobel also has earned an 11% from the conservation voters, which is an F grade. And what I also hear a lot of folks understanding is that on the Joint Finance Committee, he has been very much committed to blocking funding of $125 million for PFAS, which are these forever chemicals, which are impeding communities across Wisconsin's ability to drink water from their supplies for their community supplies, wash their babies literally in bottled water now for over a year. They have sat on that $125 million. So there are so many knocks against him from a conservation and environmental perspective, but those are some of the big ones that stand out in people's minds.
So, you know, you've been involved for a long time. I mean, you know, one of the strengths of Wisconsin and frankly, your district is, I mean, we're here on Lake Michigan with all this fresh water and such a resource. And it just astounds me that, you know, the far right has no interest in taking care of the resources. How do you see, what's your plan going forward on what would you like to do on the environmental front?
I very much want to return Wisconsin back to that ethic that you described, which is very, very part of our state's character on both sides, again, of the partisan divide. It has been long that way. This hijacking and these extreme positions has been very much one of the outgrowths of the gerrymander. So my vision, again, is to return to creating statewide coalitions in support of progress and science-based and ethical conservation for our lands and our public access, our wildlife, and of course for climate change remediation. We have a lot that we can accomplish there and strong will from the people to go there.
So you're active out here door to door. What are the other key issues? Is there one or two other key issues that are really hot that make a difference?
One of the ones I'm hearing about because of his extremism is childcare. Dewey Strobel is extremely opposed to childcare facilities, and more importantly, funding them through childcare counts and other efforts. Perhaps he and others might see this as a woman's issue or as a family issue, but it is very much a workforce issue. This program is due to end in less than a year. And when that fiscal cliff approaches, there are going to be up to a third of all the daycare centers in the state will close. And that is going to put not just workers and families, but employers and businesses across the state in serious jeopardy. So it's a big deal. And again, his ideological positions, so extreme and out of touch, even include childcare, which is essential to our economy as a state.
Well, to any civilized country, frankly. I mean, you know, if you believe in families and you believe in democracy, you got to have childcare. So is democracy an issue out there? Are people concerned about, you know, the what's happening in Madison?
I think they're concerned about the divisiveness and the extremism, that we are not working together anymore. People get that there is a lockdown or a logjam of progress. I very much have seen that and heard that. It makes people feel a bit hopeless. And what I try to convey to them is to be positive, that with the maps, we have a change. And with this Senate seat, what's so important is that it is the seat that will decide if the Democrats achieve a majority in 2026 or the Republicans do. It is the must-win seat for Wisconsin.
You heard it, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. You are listening to Jody Habersinikin. Vote, vote, vote. We got to save our democracy, folks. We got to save our state. We got to keep moving forward. Thank you so much, Jody. This is your Paul Revere Show, here on Civic Media every week.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North,
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Brokered Gaza ceasefire negotiations continue this weekend in Cairo. Hamas leaders announced representatives will attend today. Meanwhile, in Israel, demonstrators taking to the streets in Tel Aviv again, demanding the Israeli government finalize a deal. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
Hostage concerns are growing every single day after six hostage bodies were returned this week. We speak to some hostage families who say that Netanyahu is prioritizing politics and himself over people's lives.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for the deadly stabbing attack that left three dead in western Germany Friday. It happened during a festival. Police are still searching for the suspect. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who were launched to the International Space Station in June on the Boeing test flight of its Starliner capsule, will return in February on a SpaceX flight, NASA announced today. This is ABC News. Ukraine remains on high alert as it marks 33 years since its independence from the Soviet Union. Deadly fighting continuing between Russia and Ukrainian forces as troops are pushing into Russia's Kursk region.